As always, you can listen to our show. You can listen to all of the local shows right here on The Fan on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. We're in standby mode right now for Todd Monken as he gets set for his press conference. Maybe we'll get some enlightenment on how the procedure is going to go against Buffalo in the joint practice. I make it sound like it's a medical thing.
I was going to say, is that a colonoscopy?
Yeah, you know.
How's the procedure going to go, Andy?
You know, Jeff, the prep is always worse than the actual procedure, so that's the way, at least that's what I
mean. The night before meetings, those are going to be bad.
Ah, it won't be good. Oh, I never did hear. I'm sure I was told that the team probably had their team meal in the hotel.
Yeah, we got to find out if it was hotel or restaurant.
I'm sure it was. It was. The more I started talking to people that are actually, like, I probably should have asked somebody who would have been at it, but I didn't. Probably at the hotel. You were probably right. I hate to say that. Kills me. Absolutely. The two people I hate telling they're right all the time, you and my wife. So congratulations on that.
Well, your wife and I get along so well. She's a nice lady.
That is true.
Very intelligent.
And neither one of you, both of you walk out of conversations going, how do I put up with this person?
Did I take
the words out of your mouth?
I was talking to a guy in an auto place yesterday. So we were both waiting, and he listens to our show. And he said, well, I'll be listening tomorrow. Here are the six or seven times in the show that Andy will aggravate the hell out of you.
That's, you know what's crazy?
They say the same thing
they
to you.
They say the exact same thing to me. They're like,
and then he said, that must be why it works.
I don't know how
and
you
I
do
said,
it.
Yeah, maybe not.
I go, it's Menigan. I go, Menigan is the glue. And you should see him because his hands are stuck to his hair from the glue.
Hello,
to
Mr. Keep Elmers. Show
this, keep this thing together. Todd Monken coming up in just moments here
I'll
on Baskin.
Just don't call me Glue Factory. That's all I ask.
Good point.
Nay. Thank you. We just heard from Jared Verse. What'd you think of that?
I love his attitude. I love the juice that he seems to have brought to the team, Andy. You know? I loved early on he said something about best defensive ends. And, you know, when he said something about...
About going up against Spencer?
And no, he said being one of the better defensive ends in the league or something like that. And he put himself in that category.
Oh,
and I
of course
thought,
he did.
Yes. That's what I want to hear. Do it. Let's go.
I'm okay. I
like him. I think he's been. I think he's been refreshing.
I'll be honest. I think Todd's refreshing, too.
Oh, yeah,
the two of them. I mean, so.
Yeah, and that's nothing about Miles, and that's nothing about Kevin. These two guys are just a little different.
He's definitely different than Miles.
Yeah.
I just wonder what his numbers are going to look like at the end of the year. I also wonder what Miles' numbers are going to look like at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Especially if they bring Aaron Donald back. What is that? Don't you think that's going to... His numbers might go down a little bit?
It could go up.
Because people would rather run at Miles than at Donald?
No, if Aaron Donald's not there, as good as the Rams are going to be anyway, if Aaron Donald's not there, who are they going to double? Miles. If Aaron Donald's there, who are they going to double? Both? How are you going to do that?
You're not.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
So, if Aaron Donald's there, they could both be in line for a big year.
I find it interesting, even just talking about Verse, knowing that they got him and traded away one of the best defensive players in the league. Like, to me, that doesn't happen. You know how they always say, in a trade, you got to get something to... what's the line? You got to give something,
get something. You got to give up something.
Yeah, but in some ways, I feel like they traded away the best defensive player in the league for a guy who could be the best defensive player down the road. Because there's an age difference there. And the investment... They
can't
made
argue
an investment
with you on that.
Normally, I think people would go, oh, they traded Myles Garrett. Like, how stupid was that? And then you come back with not only Jared Verse, but a first-round draft pick, too. No matter how they turn out and wherever that pick is, I still find it's fascinating the letdown. Although, I don't know, because we're going to see for our first home game here. And then if they don't win games, then people are going to turn around and go, well, they traded Myles Garrett. And no. And like, what's the expectation that you have to have for Jared Verse? What? Did I do typical fan?
I love that voice.
No, they traded him. Oh, we were so bad. We suck. Oh, There goes the Haslam's traded the best. Oh, look, the Haslam's traded two of the best players in two sports in the same year.
I wanted Giannis at wide receiver.
I thought Giannis can really throw a bomb. He'd be great. 30-yard passes. And maybe they should bring Kevin Love in. He throws a great pass, too.
When you look at the defense, though, Jeff, and you say to yourself, okay, look, they did lose him. I still feel a level of confidence coming back, knowing Mason Graham, knowing that you've got Jared Verse in there now. I'm still wondering what's going to go on. It seems like they held Carson Schwestinger out for an abundance of caution again. That was kind of the feeling I got before the game. I don't know where they're going with that. So hopefully we'll get some kind of clarity. Todd Monken's press conference, so coming up shortly right here on Baskin and Phelps, and we will carry it for you as soon as he hits the podium, which should be or could be any moment now.